Welcome back to the DBM Academy Strategy Call, everyone. Today, we're diving into another fascinating week across global markets, monetary policy, and digital assets. Let's start with the macro picture, because the Federal Reserve set off quite a chain reaction this week.
Absolutely. The Fed held rates steady, disappointing expectations of near-term rate cuts as inflation stickiness lingers. But the real story was the immediate, if not unexpected, fallout in equity and AI markets. We saw a pullback in major AI stocks, triggered in part by heavily leveraged positions and shifting rate expectations.
And there's a fascinating link between Wall Street hedge funds, AI infrastructure, and Bitcoin mining here.
Right. One hedge fund leveraged nearly 4x into a $25 billion AI infrastructure play, got hit with margin calls, and unwound. Interestingly, mega firms like Citadel stepped in around the bottom, acquiring distressed positions. It seems the institutional-level games are at work in the AI space, too.
What's striking for crypto investors is how former Bitcoin mining infrastructure is being repurposed. Take Ionic Digital, born out of the Celsius bankruptcy restructuring, which pivoted its energy and compute infrastructure into high-performance AI hosting, backed by institutional money like Citadel. What's becoming clearer is how these data centers are switching their compute between AI and Bitcoin mining, precisely the reason the DBM community now has ownership of AI and blockchain-based entities. We are now hedging across both technologies, in fact, are managing cross-functions, such as agentic tokenomics with our most advanced platforms.
Exactly. But while AI equity saw sharp volatility, Bitcoin continues to prove that it operates on its own unique monetary thesis, no matter the noise. It isn't just an AI-adjacent tech stock. The correlation between AI equities and Bitcoin broke down. AI dumped, yet Bitcoin's fixed supply economics held firm. Short-term trading is noisy, but long-term dollar-cost averaging into an inelastic asset remains the premier hedge against fiat manipulation and the best way to protect your purchasing power.
Okay, next up we have the geopolitical realignment and industrial complex shifts.
Yes, let's pivot to geopolitics, because global financial rails do not evolve in a vacuum. They are tightly bound to foreign policy and regional power dynamics.
This past week saw further escalations involving the U.S., Israel, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and regional actors around key maritime choke points like the Red Sea.
Yes, and as we know, we have an important structural framework for understanding these events: the interplay between the military-industrial complex and the financial-industrial complex. Historically, the MIC nodes profit off perpetual regional instability and defense expenditure. But in reality today, we're witnessing a global realignment in real time.
Exactly. As nation-states deal with bloated debt loads, we see an asset-stripping phase, privatizing state and military assets to service legacy debt while transitioning from a forever war paradigm, especially in the Middle East, which has now served its purpose, toward FIC-aligned financial control systems. Rebuilding contracts, supply chain choke points, and energy corridor negotiations like the $300 billion investment frameworks surrounding Iran and Gulf normalization are all part of building the next global monetary architecture.
We are keeping a close eye on this transition for sure and informing our next ownership moves. Okay, finally, we have the battle for Bitcoin and refusing the divide and conquer narrative.
Absolutely. My favorite topic brings us to the core issue for sovereign individuals. How do everyday people maintain independence and take control of their financial power while politicians and the financial industrial complex redesign global rails?
This is where the battle for Bitcoin is really taking place. The legacy financial system wants to absorb digital assets into centralized, permissioned frameworks. Custodial platforms, central bank digital currencies, and regulated choke points where they retain control over your wealth.
We've seen the tragic consequences of trusting centralized intermediaries over the year, be it in TradFi and the great financial crash of 2008, all the way to on-chain entities such as Mt. Gox and Celsius, and subsequent exchange crashes. Pensioners and retail investors lost their life savings to predatory rehypothecation. That's why protocol developments, self-custody tools, and soft fork activations like BIP 110 are so critical to preserve true decentralization and user sovereignty in Bitcoin itself.
But here is the most crucial takeaway from this week. Do not get sucked into the divide and conquer narrative.
That's huge. Power structures historically preserve control by splitting the public into warring factions. Left versus right, nation versus nation, traditional finance versus tech revolutions. While populations argue over political theater and media narratives, legacy elites rewrite the underlying financial laws and debt structures behind the scenes. At DBM, we are particularly tuned into this, and hence always follow the money, including taking action on ownership. Clearly, the elite are not going to redistribute the wealth or the power, despite smooth-talking politicians perpetually promising to effect change. The reality is, individuals must take responsibility for redistributed ownership, and the benefits this brings in a world of interconnected asset equity and an ability to help others do the same.
Precisely. Bitcoin in particular was built to transcend political tribalism, banking brinksmanship, and forever wars. It isn't about Republican versus Democrat or East versus West, black versus white, religion versus religion. It is neutral, with open source rules and, crucially, without rulers. Sovereign individuals must recognize that fighting over manufactured cultural or political wars only distracts from the real shift. Securing sound money, practicing self-custody, and opting out of fiat debasement.
Well said. Keep your eyes on the prize, folks. Keep your keys private, focus on signal over noise, and don't let the legacy financial apparatus divide us while they rebuild their rails.
Powerful stuff as ever, everyone. Now to focus on what we can affect. Join us for part two of the DBM strategy call as we consolidate our previous 5 years plus or so of work and positioning into lasting yields and long-term equity. We have lots going on this month as we prepare for vesting events, staking allocations, node activations, and perpetual incomes from our IRL platforms that are now live. See you 11 a.m. UTC on Mondays for our live overview of what we can affect this week. See the show notes for access, and see you next time.